12, the Trinities. The original and eternal paradise Trinity is existential and was inevitable. This never-beginning Trinity was inherent in the fact of the differentiation of the personal and the non-personal by the Father's unfettered will and factualized when His personal will coordinated these dual realities by mind. The post-Avona Trinities are experiential, are inherent in the creation of two sub-absolute and evolutional levels of power-personality manifestation in the Master Universe. The Paradise Trinity. The eternal deity union of the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit is existential in actuality, but all potentials are experiential. Therefore, does this Trinity constitute the only deity reality embracing infinity, and therefore do there occur the universe phenomena of the actualization of God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute. The first and second experiential trinities, the post-Avona trinities, cannot be infinite because they embrace derived deities, deities involved in the experiential actualization of realities created or eventuated by the existential paradise trinity. Infinity of divinity is being ever enriched, if not enlarged, by finity and absonity of creature and creator experience. Trinities are truths of relationship and facts of coordinate deity manifestation. Trinity functions encompass deity realities, and deity realities always seek realization and manifestation in personalization. God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and even God the Absolute are therefore divine inevitabilities. These three experiential deities were potential in the existential Trinity, the Paradise Trinity. But their universe emergence as personalities of power is dependent in part on their own experiential functioning in the universes of power and personality, and in part on the experiential achievements of the post-Avona creators and trinities. The two post-Avona trinities, the ultimate and the absolute experiential trinities, are not now fully manifest. They are in process of universe realization. These deity associations may be described as follows. 1. The ultimate Trinity, now evolving, will eventually consist of the Supreme Being, the Supreme Creator Personalities, and the Absonite Architects of the Master Universe, those unique universe planners who are neither creators nor creatures. God the Ultimate will eventually and inevitably powerize and personalize as the deity consequence of the unification of this experiential ultimate Trinity in the expanding arena of the well-nigh limitless Master Universe. 2. The Absolute Trinity. The second experiential Trinity, now in process of actualization, will consist of God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and the unrevealed consummator of universe destiny. This Trinity functions on both personal and superpersonal levels, even to the borders of the non-personal, and its unification in universality would experientialize absolute deity. The ultimate Trinity is experientially unifying in completion, but we truly doubt the possibility of such full unification of the absolute Trinity. Our concept, however, of the eternal paradise Trinity is an ever-present reminder that deity trinitization may accomplish what is otherwise non-attainable. Hence do we postulate the sometime appearance of the supreme ultimate and the possible trinitization factualization of God the absolute. The philosophers of the universe postulate a trinity of trinities, an existential experiential trinity infinite, but they are not able to envisage its personalization. Possibly it would equivalate to the person of the universal father on the conceptual level of the I am. But irrespective of all this, the original paradise trinity is potentially infinite, since the universal father actually is infinite.